When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Until this point, now I'm worried. What we saw this weekend from our five stripes, oh boy. It wasn't that they lost. It was how they lost. Let's head out to the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. Jason Longshore is going to join us here in just a second. That was ugly, man. There was no life. There was no burst to their attack. There was no aggression on defense. And it resulted in one of the uglier defeats that you'll see. Jason, let's start here. It's not that they lost. It's how they lost, my friend. Why did it look like they were playing through an inch and a half of molasses on that pitch?
It's interesting because it's two halves. And the first half has issues in it that are not quite as bad. But there are issues there. The first half was pretty even by pretty much anybody. Both coaches said it. Most of the players said it afterwards. Columbus had a few more shots, but they really weren't dangerous. The first half was kind of a stalemate. But the big issue on the Atlanta side for me was that they weren't creating any danger in the attack. There was one touch inside the 18-yard box in the first half. One. It's not enough. You were getting up to that. You weren't getting into the 18. And that's not a recipe for success. But you weren't really giving up a whole lot of chances either. So, okay. Well, the second half, you gave up chances. And I know there's a lot of focus right now on giving up the goals that they gave up, especially the third one after you scratch your way back into the game. You get it to 2-1. The crowd is going. And before they can even stop yelling, it's 3-1. That's unforgivable. But my issue is more so with the offense and the defense, because when you're not creating any danger and teams aren't afraid of how you're going to hurt them, right? Like Atlanta United goes into the game, and Tata Martino talked about it today. Columbus is a really good team with the ball. So Atlanta knew that, okay, if we step up and try to high press them, they're going to play through us and then they're going to have gaps. Let's not let that happen. And they didn't for about 45 minutes. Okay, the other team looks at Atlanta and they say, right now, they're not going to hurt us with their attack. Let's not make it easy for them. Let's not have any turnovers in our own half, but we can get numbers forward. And it starts to push, and it's like you've got like a stack of something and you're just pushing on it and pushing, and eventually the thing's going to fall over. And that's what it felt like this game was. You know, Columbus didn't really make any progress in the first half, but they kept putting that pressure on and they kept pushing. Eventually they get the opening and they just push you over onto your back. And that's how this game went. And it looked that way at the end. Atlanta looked like a team that knew they couldn't threaten.
Okay, so we've talked about over the course of this season so far, Jason, about wanting to see incremental progress. Well, yeah. Why are we now pointing to incremental regress?
It's a good question, and I don't know. I really don't know, other than the fact that you have had some changes with the lineup that you had to make. Juan Barrichal got hurt. There were people who were calling for Barrichal to lose his spot after goals conceded. He did. Stian Gregersen didn't get to the header on the first goal, and that felt like a play that, for a reason why he's there. Lacazette hasn't been creating anything, and he's not a guy who's going to create things on his own, but he's not creating danger in a match. And it goes back to that for me, that ultimately why the team is regressing is you've had to change the lineup at times due to injury. You've had to change the lineup at times. Galarza, for example, he was a huge miss in this last game. I think you see maybe a little bit more of how he makes this attack function without him than you have with him. Because as Alexei Maranchuk said to the media today, Galarza is one of the guys who is willing to make those extra runs and make sometimes the run that's not actually going to get the ball, but it's going to make a defender follow him. And that's going to create space for somebody else to get the ball and in a better spot. Right now, there's not enough of that happening. And I think Lacazette is that big question mark up top in that he's not making a lot of those runs. So defenders don't have to worry about where he's going. So they can just clog the lanes and you get to where Maranchuk tucks inside, Almiron tucks inside, and there's not that extra element. I think against Philadelphia, where you did see progress, the extra element was, one, Galarza, I thought, played well. Two, the fullbacks were able to get high and help in the attack. Well, because of the way Columbus approached the game and the way that it built, their fullbacks didn't have to say, like, oh, we got to worry about Atlanta attacking us. No, their right back turned into a 10 half of the night. He was tucked in and looked like a 10, the right back for Columbus. He wasn't defending. So when he's there and Columbus has got that control, Elias Baez has to stay back. And probably Will Riley's got to stay back in that game. And then you can't get out of your own half. And eventually you topple over. Where Elias Baez did get forward, they create the goal. And it's his shot from the top of the 18. Then great save and an even better follow-up save from Patrick Schulte. But Maranchuk puts it home. But that was really the only time the fullbacks got forward and were dangerous. I think, for me, why they're regressing, one, Galarza wasn't in the team this week because of the visa issue. Two, you weren't able to create enough danger to make the other team have to be honest in the way that they played you. And they were able to just throw numbers forward and start to pin you in.
Okay, so I'm going to ask just a blunt question here. How much did the previous regime overvalue some of the designated and high-priced players that they put their faith in to be the cornerstone of the next version of this franchise?
Well, I think there's a couple different layers to it. I don't have an issue with Alexei Maranchuk's signing at all. I think at times he's been a punching bag for people. I don't think that's fair. I think he is a guy who maybe isn't your number one in a top team, but he's the perfect number two. He can be the Scottie Pippen kind of, like, do a little bit of everything, help facilitate, make those things happen. Right now, he's scoring goals, which really is not exactly why you got him here. You wanted a healthy amount of goals from him, but you wanted him to be able to create for others, and there's just not enough of the others being in positions to create for. Miguel Almiron's a tricky situation because you know what he means to the club and what he means to the city and what it means to him. He's not what he was before, and I don't think it was fair to expect him to be, and was something that we talked about a lot when he was signed. I think he's been generally fine. I think a game like the last one shows it's tough for him when he goes on international duty and plays two games and travels around the world and comes back and he doesn't have 90 minutes in him. And at his age and where he is in his career and all the miles and games he's played, that's understandable. I think Lacazette has been a disappointment, and he would probably tell you the same because he hasn't scored goals like he did at Middlesbrough. And He was a player who was on the verge of a Premier League deal with Ipswich, a team that was promoted, a team that, you know, was moving up from the league that Lotte Lott was in, the second division in England. But he was on the verge of that deal, didn't get it. It's not like Atlanta was the only place that valued Lotte Lott and thought he was a very interesting signing. Hasn't worked out, though, and you've got to find a way to make that come good. I think I told you before the season started that I felt like you needed 15 goals from him this season to be a playoff team, and you're not on that pace right now. So you've got to figure out what you can do to get on that pace or find those goals elsewhere. But I do think it's not just the big names that there's been misses in. And I feel like you could have this conversation about any team in town at various stages. No front office is going to get every signing right. The problem is when you have multiple at the different tiers in your roster build that don't hit, or bad luck happens and it's injuries or what have you. When you get multiple tiers being a problem, like if you sign three top guys and two of them don't work out, but then your second tier of guys is playing really well, all right, you might be able to make up for that. When you're getting some misses throughout the different tiers of your roster, it's a struggle. And I think it's something that Chris Henderson is trying to rebuild from and get this team a little deeper, a little stronger, a little more resilient. I really do like the Tomas Akob and Elias Baez and Matias Galarza additions this year a lot, but you need more. And as he's talked about, you need a center back, you need a six, and you've got to find a way to get production out of the striker.
Jason, a couple of other notes before I let you go here. Did I read that Neymar could be coming to MLS, specifically Cincinnati?
Yeah, crazy. It's been reported by Tom Bogert of The Athletic that Cincinnati's had very preliminary talks with Neymar's people. Neymar is back in Brazil at Santos. He is trying to get into the Brazilian national team for the World Cup. He's trying to stay healthy, which has been the biggest challenge for him for the last 3 years or so. I think Neymar is going to go down as one of the greatest players of his generation, no doubt. I don't think he's anywhere near that right now, and the injury history would have to be a pretty big red flag for me. When you say preliminary discussions, that could mean a lot of things. I don't think that's a serious conversation. If it is, I would be surprised, because I just think it's too big of a risk.
And before I let you go, we know what happened with the U.S. men's national team over their last couple of matches getting ready for this thing. What's next for them as they lick their wounds, try to learn from it, and keep on their preparation towards the summer?
I think it's guys back at their clubs just trying to get into good form. And, you know, you don't want to have what happened with Patrick Adjiman, an Achilles rupture. He's going to miss the World Cup this summer. He was starting to push into being that number two forward for you, scored here against Belgium. You can't play scared, though, because it's this combination of you've got to play to be in top form and be hitting on all cylinders going into the tournament this summer. And every time you play, there's a risk of injury. But you can't play scared. You can't play tentatively to get into this team. I think there's very few guys who have either their position in the team as a locked-in starter or as a first guy off the bench kind of situation, or guys who are just trying to get on the roster. I don't think there's very many people who are settled in terms of that tier of what this roster looks like.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Maybe a couple. So you've got a bunch of guys that are at their clubs that are going to be pushing for a spot here. I would love to see Mauricio Pochettino take. He's got to make a team. He's got to make something that fits together. And I think he roughly knows what that is. But there's some guys that are, you know, maybe outside of what he's called in before that are playing really well. And if he's got a spot or two at the back end of the roster for somebody that could come in hot into the tournament off of good club form and somebody could give you something different, I'd love to see him take that, because as I've told you many times, I feel like this team is a top 20 team. They're 15th, 16th in the world. They're going to need something special in moments against top teams to get over the hump, because they don't have the talent to beat a Belgium or a Portugal often. They can, but they're not going to be favored in that match really ever. So you need somebody on top form. You need something a little different to be able to pull that upset. And if there's a player out there that can give you that, even if you haven't really called them in very much, I think you have to consider it now for that just extra wild card ability in the World Cup.
Jason, are we going to be hearing you tonight on The Intersection?
Yep, yep. We're going to be talking more Atlanta United World Cup, obviously. I think we're going to be talking Braves Kung Fu Fighting, and probably going to talk a little Angel Reese as well.
That's right. Yeah, that I think is going to be go down as one of the more impactful signings in recent history for this city, just in terms of the way she's going to be able to single-handedly elevate the profile of that franchise. I think it's going to be pretty special.
100%. Cannot wait to see her on the court with that team. I mean, I think we're already seeing the effect of it. Can't wait to see her in uniform for the Dream and what she can do for that team that maybe goes in as a contender for the WNBA title.
Yeah, I mean, with the way they finished the season last year, no doubt. Jason, appreciate it. We'll catch you in just a couple hours here on 92.9 The Game. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, that is Jason Longshore, our good buddy analyst for Atlanta United. Yeah, tough sledding for the Five Stripes right now. There's just no way around it. That was an ugly, ugly game. All right, when we get back, what did Bijan Robinson and Jesse Bates have to say to the media? You don't want to miss that. We got a producer six-pack coming up before the show is over. And I got a hot take on a movie franchise that you're not going to want to miss. All that before 10 o'clock here on 92.9 The Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.